We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome to the program, and we are heading into the Winklerverse.
I know
with Grant Bills and Paul Immig. And where I sit in my basement is in a corner tucked away by the water pump. And there are two windows that I can see out of, just a glimmer of light. And just before we set to record this fine program, a UPS man walked to my door carrying a package, of which inside contains a brand new router.
No,
ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
A brand new router. I called AT&T. They are the provider of my internet. And I realized long ago, and I've tried to use the chat and whatever, it doesn't work, that I have a router that's not capable for the fiber they are trying to give me. So if they're trying to give me 1,000, they're giving me 200. And I can't even plug it in. Okay, well, I can't plug in every fucking device. Like, my wife's on a call right now. I hope this works.
Sounds good.
But I'm very excited. I knew what the problem was. It took me a long time to address it. Trying to call AT&T was miserable. You ever get in those robotic, like, and what do you think you need? And I'm like, I need a new router. And then they get you to a point where it's like, you're in the other room screaming, for the love of fucking Christ, give me a goddamn router.
That might be my number.
I don't understand what you said.
How about you just tell me the name of the router you'd like to buy?
That's probably my number one thing that will cause me to just become enraged is like trying to get human customer service.
But when you know what you need and you still have to go through the hoops to get it, mm-hmm. like when I had a bad cough or whatever, I had a steroid that I only got for 5 days. Mm-hmm. And then I got out of the steroid. I think I've mentioned this. And then I was back again. I go, I know I need that pill. One more five. I need it. And it took me 3 weeks to get it through the journey that is the American healthcare system. If anyone's seen the new South Park,
I have
on Oxy. What is it called? What's this called?
What is what called?
Ozempic.
Oh, Ozempic. I thought you were trying to a streaming service.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think it's on Oxygen. Is that still a station, by the way? Is Oxygen still around?
I think so.
They might have rebranded. I haven't thought about that in a while.
I don't know. All right. Good to see you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is being released, I didn't tell you, but Thursday morning.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. Off the hoopla that was Chuck and Winkler Ask Us Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a chance to consume it yet. That will be for my drive home tonight. I'm very excited.
Oh, good. There's a great spot when Tim Shea tries to bring in Alex Cordetti, the main anchor from CBS 58 in the morning, who he works with, and the Wi-Fi is worse than anything I've ever had.
At a broadcasting building?
In a broadcasting building. Which, when I did the thing with Tim outside, I got better Wi-Fi across the street from the Third Market Hall than I do in my basement. The router's right there. The old one.
Right.
Got to install the new one at a time to be determined.
The soon-to-be old one.
Well, cheers to your new router. I'm excited for a crisp and clear broadcast today.
Well, I didn't install it yet.
Right.
Oh, well, fuck myself then. Never mind.
We're still on 1.0 here.
Just enjoy. This will be the good old days that we think about one day when we reflect back and say, remember when Bart had it? At the time it was annoying, but I kind of missed that old router.
It was endearing. Yeah.
I kind of missed listening to a so-called professional radio man
mm-hmm.
who was on a national perspective, set up the equipment is in his own house, which he should be knowledgeable of.
Mm-hmm. Knowledgeable.
And yet can't fun, knowledgeable, entertaining.
Great pull.
All right. The segment of the show is
mm-hmm.
where Paul asks us questions and we answer yes or no. to them with a twist.
Way to sell that. That was great. It's a yes or no with a twist.
Yeah.
I have Packers, Brewers, and Bucks, and I will let you choose your own adventure.
Can we get the Bucks out of the way with? can we clear the Bucks topic?
So there's two Bucks. So okay. you're going to be blessed with two. Mm. Well, one is, I'll ask you this one. I want to be very clear that I'm about to give you a trade scenario that I did not make up, but that I read today.
Thursday. I think I may have seen a glimpse of this.
All right. So let's be clear. This was not reported by a mainstream. This is one of the blogosphere type of trade ideas.
But you have to present it like it's happened.
Right. I'm going to. But I just want to preface to say, like, this was not a Shams report. Okay. This is not sourced. This is a blog idea. And I thought it was interesting. So you guys, I don't know what you might be talking about, but I may or may not interject.
Bart, tell me something.
So my friend in La Crosse, there was a Papa John's, mm-hmm. and they had the thing on top of the car, Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when he was drinking and wanted to drive home drunk, he would strap it on top of his car because no one's going to pull over a pizza man. And as irresponsible as that is, there is some ingenuity into it.
Actually, the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, well, sorry. Hey, can you hold that thought?
What?
What's up, Paul?
I wouldn't want to hear whether or not this man was arrested or other things that were deserved.
Scot-free.
Thank you. Spoiler. But this is a big deal. So we'll circle back. Normally, we would keep that going. We would want to dive in deeper to that. Okay?
Yep.
But this is big. There's a huge Bucks trade.
Right now?
Huge Bucks trade. Like, this is not a fringe Bucks trade. Let's upgrade the bench. This is a... We're
okay, well, what is, spit it out, man. Up.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to wrap my head around the gravity of this. The Bucks have just acquired Jimmy Butler. Marquette's own Jimmy Butler is coming home.
The coffee maker?
Yeah, he's bringing the whole franchise. He's going to do new franchises here as well, which you could invest in. I don't know if you can afford a Brewer suite and the coffee franchise, but heading to Miami. Chris Middleton?
No.
We're not done yet. So if you're already saying, buckle in.
Well, I'm encouraged about, okay.
Bobby Portis.
All right.
As well as two of the following three, Andre Jackson Jr., Marjon Beauchamp, and or the draft picks this year.
Oh, we don't know yet.
So the Heat would be able to choose. They would get Middleton. They would get Bobby. And then let's just say instead of the choose your own adventure part of that, they're getting Andre Jackson Jr. and Marjon Beauchamp. The Bucks will retain their draft picks this year. They get Jimmy Butler. Middleton's gone. Bobby's gone. Ajax is gone. Beauchamp is gone. I know this is a big deal. This happened. This is real life. This just happened for real in the middle of your conversation. And I know you're reacting to it in real time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm or mm-mm. This is a good deal for the Bucks. John Horst pulled one off here.
Well, I think my initial thought is any time that you can pair up Jimmy Butler with another superstar or two, like how he worked with Karl Anthony Towns and then Joel Embiid and then this Miami Heat team and his tenure with the Bulls. I mean, the championships are going to come to you. Mm. You don't have to chase them. They're going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would be, if this happened,
mm-hmm. which of course it just did,
I would be excited about the potential
mm-hmm.
while knowing it would not work.
Wow. Jimmy would be the clear-cut third best player on the Bucks in this scenario, right?
Yep, at 34.
When's the only thing I would counter with as Grant deliberates? When's the last time Jimmy Butler's been the third best player on a team? Has he ever been the third? He's always been the first or second best player.
Never, in his opinion, has he been the second or third best player.
Was he even good?
Yes. Stop.
And Marquette, weren't we all like surprised, like, oh shit, this guy's good?
He was. He didn't play the first 2 years. That's when I covered Marquette. It was a very, very interesting story.
Oh, you had to cover Marquette?
It was actually very fun. That was like the year with, I mean, it was picked a great year, but yeah, 2010. I think. Where's your, so I'm not sure where I'm going to land yet, but it's not like, whoa, let's bring it. So are you more because the Middleton part of it? Is it more the young guys being gone part of it? Is it more you don't trust Jimmy?
Well, first of all, I think if you're going to trade Chris Middleton,
mm-hmm.
and you get Jimmy Butler in return,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you get a better return for Chris Middleton
than that.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you're looking for a return on Chris Middleton, if you're trading him, and you have to package it with some of the guys, so you're getting rid of the young guys. Okay, the draft pick I don't care about. Marjan.
Whatever.
I mean, Andre Jackson Jr. would be fucking good with the Heat somehow. I don't know. Yeah. He would be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's frustration between Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler based 100%. On comments that have been made? He didn't 100%. Play in the playoffs.
Yes, unquestioned. And I don't think these reports of like the Sixers are going to try to reacquire him, give him a max 2-3 year, you know, offer. That's not a coincidence that that's leaking, air quotes, leaking out. Like, no, I mean, Jimmy Butler, it's so far away. The NBA finals haven't started yet. 4.5 months from now, it's a lot can change, such as a max contract extension offer from the Heat. But I'm kind of thinking that we've reached the end of the Jimmy Butler Heat experiment.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think Pat Riley takes the angle that he does. And then the reports that have come in the weeks since then, that's not an accident. Doesn't mean that it can't be repaired, but that wasn't, oops, I accidentally said something I shouldn't have. Oops, I didn't mean to leak that report about the Sixers max offer. Like, it's all very.
I think it would be some bullshit where, like, people are like, oh, Jimmy Butler to the Bucks. That's interesting. And then Chris Middleton actually gets traded off the Heat and goes to, like,
Boston.
The Lakers or Sixers. And then they're like, oh, the Bucks lost the Butler deal. Like, Drew Holiday.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would. If that trade were to happen and you were to tell us about it, I don't think I would be jumping for joy, but I don't think I'd be mad. It's like, okay,
yeah,
let's give this a try. I think, I don't know. I don't like getting to the point of contention where you're just like trying shit and in back-to-back offseason.
We're there.
Yeah. You kind of are.
No, because the Dame trade, you know, we have goldfish brains and our attention span is short, but the Dame trade was viewed as a perfect fit and a coup by the Bucks when it happened. But it happened really late, and then there were coaching. I feel like with a full summer and a full training camp and a coach, this goes a lot better this year. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's why. That doesn't mean they'll win a championship. I don't want to get to the point as a franchise where you're just desperately trying stuff. And I think a Jimmy Butler for Chris Middleton and spare change type of move, it's like, okay, what are we even doing? You start to lose a little bit of yourself when you start making
like the Lakers like possibly hiring J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which infuriates me to the core.
I look forward to that news becoming official and then tuning in to the national show to hear you.
Oh, I kind of went through it last night already.
Okay. Well, what about like, I mean, are you going to go like Doug Gottlieb 1 hour segment? I mean, is that how strongly you feel about Redick to the Lakers? More strong?
I will root against them both. Like J.J. Ryan, oh, I don't know.
I thought you meant go like Doug Gottlieb, the broadcaster, like long form.
I mean
preying on his downfall. That's yes. Why is everyone doing that with Gottlieb? Why?
You should be as a radio guy.
You're looking at the leader of the guys.
If he succeeds, he shows you that your job's meaningless.
Well, it is kind of meaningless, a little bit.
What if Doug Gottlieb was a college coach for 20 years and all of a sudden he's like, guys, I'm doing a 2-hour radio show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, first off, like, what the fuck? I mean, Draymond and many others have done just that on the reverse side. So, like,
it's a podcast; it doesn't count.
No,
I've got the
NBA. I mean, how about?
Oh, sure. Once they're eliminated, like, or you know, who cares? Do whatever you want during the regular season.
Or like Jamal Crawford becoming a playoff broadcaster. You know.
Yeah,
like,
I've got a topic about that in the hopper. I don't like that.
Like a recent player just going from zero to playoff analyst.
Even Greg Olsen got his start doing games when he was still on the Panthers during bye weeks.
You didn't like that from the beginning. I remember that. What I don't get is that ESPN and TNT were like having a competition to see who could add the more unlikable player to their studio show. It's like, we'll get Draymond Green. And ESPN's like, well, fuck you. We'll get Chris Paul. And he'll come on here and talk about how much he loves TJ McConnell. Because of course he does. Like
that was I would love to know who made that decision from TNT. Like, hey, you know our beloved show that unfortunately has a very near expiration date? Let's fuck it up. Let's ruin the reputation.
Barton Horvath were in a similar situation. They added producer Todd. Sometimes you got to go for it. Sometimes good isn't good enough.
Yeah.
I don't get it. In all seriousness, I don't really get it either. I don't know that it's needed. Now, I'm not going to do 20 minutes on my show about how the Draymond Green programming just ruined it. No, I don't really care.
Right. Much. But it is, a little but it is odd. Like, why did you like?
It's not or a mm-mm. It was just a
It's a Tim Allen home improvement. Like that's my reaction.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's well put.
I'm going to say mm-mm. Like on a 49-51 type of on this particular trade. Jimmy, let me ask you this. Jimmy Butler is, let's just say this would not happen. Jimmy Butler was straight up for Middleton. Is it 100% certain, 100% certain that Jimmy Butler, I think the answer is yes. I think the answer is mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler is definitely better than Chris Middleton. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
It's not definite or it's closer than I'm like, say more.
I don't think it's definite. I don't think it's a slam dunk. You could argue. Okay. Yeah, you could. But another thing, Jimmy Butler gets hurt a lot and he misses a ton of time.
I mean, so does Middleton.
Well, exactly. But my point is, it's like, you're not moving off of Middleton. Be like, well, he missed games anyways. Let's get Jimmy Butler. But he also misses games. So that like, that's not an edge that goes to one player or another.
For sure. The availability.
And I think historically, Jimmy Butler has missed more games than Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton's had a run of bad luck or age, whatever. But
No, they're the same.
Jimmy Butler's always missed time.
Yeah,
well, I think next year they should like purposely like Middleton should not come on road trips. Like he should work a Bill Schroeder schedule.
Yeah, I really do hope that they take. Okay, well, this is going to lead into my second and final Bucks topic.
But before that, I want to remind you about our friends at HHHPH. That's code for Happy Place Hemp, as Paul looks at his notes on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Carl's Place, Tupelo Honey. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART. Now the promo code is BART. So a lot of times I get these emails from these places and they tell me to buy something and I'll get 5% off if I do it quickly. And I'm like, oh shit, better get it. What a bargain. And you only get it once. But this is the deal. What if I told you could get 25% off every single time you use the code BART at happyplacehemp.com? And what if I told you that there were other radio contemporaries that also had a code? And I, as a way to constantly improve my battleground, the more you order on my code, the bigger my ego gets. So what if I told you it was a double sort of thing? So don't order for the deals and the savings. Don't order for the incredible product that is handcrafted in Muskego and built and passed along to you. The gummies, the tinctures, the CBD oil, the lip balms, and more. Order because you are on Team Winklebot. HappyPlaceHemp.com. This advertisement has not been approved by Happy Place Hemp. 25% off, though. I mean, that's pretty much the key.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
My second Bucks topic for you guys. And it would have led perfectly into it with the injury question and
Hold on, Grant.
You had time to do whatever this was going to be, but you waited. Go ahead.
I just, Grant, you have read copy in your life for commercials.
All the time, yeah.
Sometimes.
It's all shit. I say every script I've ever picked up is shit, even if it's good. And I wouldn't know if it's good or not.
And then when you rewrite it and show it back to the salesperson, they are so fucking stupid that they don't understand you even made changes.
This looks the same. I don't get it.
I normally read it once and make a mistake because I didn't read it all the way through before starting. And I go, oh, this copy's shit. And then I read it and edit it and it's fine. But I say every time I read copy, yes.
But sometimes the client will want you to be that fast voice. Like, all right, you have 20 seconds to say the product. And then you have to do the disclaimer of, this product is blah, 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 blah. And you have to do that. That's the person who is doing the copy should not be doing the disclaimer. That should be a different voice.
Well, you just speed it up. We have the technology.
Yeah.
You're just saying it's me, the Mark trusted,
did a ton of those genuine, ads. And I was like, Jesus.
Genuine spokesperson, me, the voice of the product should not be the legalese. That should be some robotic voice. Okay. Now I get what you're saying. Sure. Yeah.
And I've been like, I don't want to read this. And they're like, you have to.
Yeah, I suppose.
I really haven't dealt with that much. Radio reader of script and salesperson relationship should be
collaborative.
Yes, but for some reason, they all think they are on this mountain over you. That you work for them and you're a part of. You don't get a commission off this shit. You're not out there grinding. You're just a fucking monkey doing their bidding.
Sometimes I like being a monkey. I have less responsibility.
I didn't realize I was that still upset all these years later.
It's good to let these things out. It's cheaper than therapy.
All right, Paul. I promise that'll be my one interruption.
It's all good.
Is it?
I don't mind. Giannis has missed the past two postseasons. Now he's playing for Greece in the Olympics. Giannis, do what you want, but this is a bad look. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. Bad optics.
I'm going to say mm-hmm because I understand why a Bucks fan would be frustrated. Same with Kawhi and the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Now, it is the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Guys, I grew up in a time where the Olympics were like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't matter. You know, we have all of our leagues and we care, but these are the motherfucking Space Olympics, okay?
Great reference.
Reach for the stars. Brace yourself because there's no gravity.
Yep.
I mean, go ahead, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a Bucks fan and I'm going to be upset about it, I'm not going to make it like a hill I die on, but... I'm excited. Like I'm excited to watch. I think I'm excited to see that. It is bad optics though, but I think it's one of those, like, what are you going to do about it? You're going to tell him not to play for his country because he got hurt at a different time of the year. I don't think that we have the right to say that. Now, do the Bucks? You would have to work that into your contract, which I don't think he would want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're kind of probably stuck as the Bucks to be like.
And if you forbid these guys to do what they want, then they're like, well, 29 other teams would let me.
Totally.
So. Yeah.
So.
I get the initial like. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But I think those same people come a month's time or whatever. Are going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to watch Giannis today. I got to do that. Yeah.
And before I kick it to Grant, I would just briefly say.
No, 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 no.
I know where to cut it.
How long do I get?
You get a few seconds.
You do?
Yeah. You're okay.
Guys, the $4 to $5 that I make on these videos.
Worst case scenario, you can give a little bit of that revenue sharing to the Lonely Island. Grant?
Yes.
You're not bothered by it, but bad optics.
I don't think it's bad optics. I am bothered by it.
Oh, interesting.
But Giannis gets to do what he wants. And if he wants to play for Greece, he can play for Greece. Okay. But then fans get to have an opinion because that's what fans do. So fans get to be like, I wish he wasn't doing that. It kind of sucks he's doing that. I wish he would rest, take the summer off. It's okay for fans to be frustrated. It's okay for fans to be annoyed. And it's also okay for Giannis to play in the Olympics. That's how sports work, right? Players, these guys can do what they want. And then fans, it's up to us to react however we want to react. And I would prefer he just takes the summer off. But he only gets so many opportunities to play basketball. He's a basketball player. Basketball players play basketball. So if I'm going to apply that standard in the regular season, I don't understand why that shouldn't be fair even in the summer, in the offseason, and he gets to play with his brothers. And
I think I'm more upset that Embiid's medal chasing.
Medal chasing? Oh. Yeah,
now he's playing for the,
It's the international form of ring chasing.
Medal chasing. Podium pursuing.
Grant, your airport buddy, Ryan Russillo, went off on Joel Embiid today.
Pardon my take, I haven't had a chance to. I've seen some clips. I don't. Not, should I listen to the whole thing?
He's not definitely Ryan Russillo, who I recently bought some RSLO merch from.
Did you buy the drip?
Oh my god, I spent way too much money on. I mean, what do you call? Is it Russillo? Like, what is like the name of the?
I don't know. It's this trend where like every sports market has that too, where it's like CHGO and it's like they're. Little mini sports blog. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That, but with Russillo clothing.
But anyway, he dumped on Embiid today. Only in the sense of like, well, he's not, I'm not going to definitely put him in my top five.
Oh God. Are we doing top five? I didn't know we were doing this. We're doing top five.
Listen, this is a long week of no NBA content. We'll do what we need to do, Grant.
I just love when Russillo does that with Simmons, where he asks him a question. He's like, I didn't know we were doing this. You didn't tell me we were doing this. Look, Giannis can do it. It's fine. But fans, myself included, can also be like, kind of suck. It kind of sucks. You know what I mean? And it's a little frustrating. And that's fine. That's fine.
This is not the kind of thing I get too fired up about, but I definitely read it and said, oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Hey, how about you try stepping out of your comfort zone? It's not so easy.
I'm going to make Winkler branded gear.
Is it going to be Winkler?
W-N-E-A-L-R?
What vowels are we taking out?
It'd be that's gonna be five letter WNKLR.
Sounds like
a WYNX I could do for Winks.
Ooh.
No, I like
I got a buddy that calls me that WYNX. I got one buddy that calls me Moose for some fucking reason. He's the only one. He's just like, what's up, Moose? I'm like, hey.
How long has that been the nickname?
20 years he's called me this.
Okay, so even when you were a more slender version of yourself, you are still Moose.
It's a nickname you grow into over the years.
Literally.
Also, speaking of style, did you go to Ranjan's surf shop this morning and pick out your clothes? What am I looking? Oh, it's Gradient. The t-shirt is Gradient as he stands up.
What do you mean?
Look at what you're wearing. You look like you're going surfing. The pink color and the hat, which, by the way, I'm pissed. I have a wedding and can't go to the Brewers Yacht Rock night. Oh, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
He got me for his wedding. He got me this like barrel that says Moose on it.
Nice.
It's not just a casual nickname.
So in case you thought Bart made up this story about being called Moose. No, look at.
Oh, I would never have accused you of such a thing. But you're
I thought it's summer, man.
It does look like though that you put a white t-shirt into like in hot water with other clothing that was red, and then this kind of got like a pinkish stain on it,
which I like. By the way, I like the color.
Yeah,
Kyle Brandt is gonna be in the LA Good Morning Football. Did you see this news?
That's big. I had a topic about it.
And remember, they like made a big deal about will they or won't they?
Oh, I remember.
And so I tweeted, "This summer's greatest mystery has been solved." And somebody that doesn't follow me, that I don't follow. That has like 23 followers and, you know, it's very, he goes, why would you say that when it's not even the official start of summer? And that has to be a bot, right?
or an extraordinarily dumb individual.
And even so, like, if you're going to shit on me for something I say, my brother, there are 13 years of tweets.
Don't pick out what I call summer.
But for real, what is that shirt? Is it, what brand is that? And that was presumably on purpose.
It's from Rosillo's Vineyard Vines collection.
it's from Punta Gorda.
It's where my parents.
I think it's Punta Gorda.
Nope.
Oh, Punta. So I was
for sure.
Ron yep. John adjacent. Okay, sure.
Yeah, and the hat I just got delivered today.
So you're telling me that the locals would say Punta Gorda?
Yes.
Punta.
And then people are always like, don't you mean Punta?
What?
Or Punta?
I've never heard it Punta.
Look, I question this. First thing I did is question it.
This is well, we'll wait for like new seasons of Veep. It'll be the new Nevada.
It's like, I don't know. There's examples of it where you have to say a certain phrase a certain way. Like it's not, I'm very cautious of this. It's not Toronto, it's Toronto.
That's just about where you hit the T. Like either way, yeah. You're not changing but the
Toronto. When I bring on someone from Toronto, I say yeah. Toronto.
Yeah.
So you're saying you need to defer to the way the local would say it, or otherwise you're not saying it correctly? Is that what you're implying?
I would feel like if you call a radio show and the guy goes, all right, let's take Jeff from Toronto, when you call it Toronto.
Well, people in Tennessee call it oil instead of oil. So, like, would you have to refer, like, if there's some ridiculous...
That's an accent thing.
No, it's not. That's a completely different pronunciation of a word.
Oil.
Well, I say Jaguars.
Well, that's just because you're dumb. Here's how... Ready? Hold on.
Punta Gorda.
Well,
Punta sounded like Punta to me.
Punta Gorda.
No, she's wrong, dumb bitch.
Look at the pronunciation guide. Punta.
That's wrong.
Gorda.
Oh, poon.
Oh, poon. Poon.
Poon.
Wrong.
Next question. You want Packers or Brewers?
I also want to say something now that I'm 40. This is not an interruption.
This was clear.
Being outside to me used to be like an abhorrent thing to do. Now it's the only place I want to be. I fucking love outside. I fucking love when it's sunny. I don't know. It's a complete change.
Did it literally?
I used to like rainstorms and 50 degrees. Brother, give me 70 and beautiful. Beautiful this skies.
Have you mentioned this to your parents? Did this happen to them? Is that why they WTF'd?
I think I would WTF.
No, I'm saying, but like, was this?
I get
like,
it. There's something in your body that makes you want to be warm more.
I'll let you know if that happens for me in 10 months. Because I don't like being warm currently. But you probably didn't either 10 months ago.
It hasn't even been warm yet this year. Has it actually felt like a summer day yet this year?
Absolutely it has.
No, it hasn't. It's been thunderstorming and pissing rain or like 68.
Yeah, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, me too.
Killing the outdoors.
If I have to drive home in another monsoon, I'm going to be pissed.
By the way,
here's what I think. I saw Will Blackman. He's going to turn 40. And I was going to respond to him, but it was too late at night. And now I'm conscious of if I'm even tweeting at night on my way home from work, it's like, oh, Barge drunk. But he's like, what?
That's just the time that your battlefield is over.
He's like, I'm turning 40 in a few months. What should I know? And I think the thing about 40 that I've realized is that I will either, throughout the day, be the very best, most complete version of myself or be the absolute version of myself that I hate. I'll flip-flop between. There's no middle.
Which are we getting currently?
The good one.
Okay.
Believe it or not. The good one.
Okay.
They're getting
I believe it. That's fine. I would love to do Packers next and end with Brewers.
Bart, this one, team this shit up for you. But I also don't know what you're going to say.
Oh.
But your Tuesday night Rodgers versus Eli stuff, you were born for it. Let's see where this goes. I think I know the answer, but let's see. If Jordan Love leads the Packers to two Super Bowl victories, but wins zero MVPs and is never considered a top three NFL quarterback at any point in his career, that would top the achievements of what Aaron Rodgers accomplished in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know why Packer fans get so like in arguing with Packer fans, like, but he gave you four MVPs. Don't ever say that. He didn't give me that. In the beginning, yeah, I wanted Rodgers to get an MVP, and I wanted Favre to get the MVPs, and I want Giannis to get MVPs, and I wanted Ryan Braun to get the MVPs. But it doesn't stick with you. It's like a nice thing. Remember Corbin Burns on the Cy Young, and that was really cool? The next day, that is gone. There's buildup. He wins it. I don't like tell my kid. I don't be like, I rooted for a Cy Young pitcher once. What a fucking season that was. Hey, son, I got the honor to root for seven MVP seasons between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And in those four MVP seasons, oh, let me tell you about 2011. They went 15-1 and then lost in the divisional round at home. The next time, I believe, was 2014. They lost. Oh, my God. The game I never show you, that was that game. 2020, they won an MVP. They lost at home in the playoffs. 2021, they won an MVP. They lost at home in the playoffs. I mean, that's what stick with me. And then I think what sucks is then they lose, then they give out the MVP, at least in football. So then it's almost like to see Rodgers be happy about it, it's like we're all still fucking dealing with a loss from our favorite team. And meanwhile, this guy is celebrating the fact that he won an individual award. And while that's a great achievement and one that probably throughout the year, I'm like, yeah, Rodgers should be the MVP. It does nothing for me. In fact, it makes me madder. I brought this up with Jokic. Jokic getting bounced after winning his third MVP opens him up for more shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And if he keeps winning MVPs but doesn't win titles, then it's like, well, what the fuck's going on here? So the more MVPs you win, if you don't chase titles with them, like Manning's won five MVPs, Peyton, and has two Super Bowls, that is a much better than 4-1. Like, it's one each more, but it's not. It's like way fucking more. MVPs do nothing to me as a sports fan after the day they're presented. So I forgot what your question was, but. Well, oh, yeah. If Jordan Love. I mean, so he has the year that he had last year, okay, or a little worse. But he takes my team to Super Bowls and they win twice. Give me that.
Mm-hmm. Grant Bills. Jordan Love leads the Packers to two Super Bowl victories in his career, but is never considered a top three quarterback at any point in his career. Doesn't win any MVPs. That hypothetical Jordan Love career would surpass what Rodgers accomplished in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm.
So I'll say, mm-hmm. This all stems from the CJ Stroud thing, which thank God that CJ Stroud did that podcast this
week. Thank God.
As someone
who
accounts for 6 hours of radio, Bart, you account for four, and our local teams are mostly off the table for you. Like, what a godsend that he did this.
Because he was asked, like, he wasn't just asked, he was asked a really, like, Eli is a really good one to have that comparison with. Because he won two Super Bowls. He beat Tom Brady twice. Yep. So there's legacy with that. Those, like, the one point I brought up on Tuesday was, what's memorable to an average NFL fan about the Rodgers Super Bowl win? We can name 17 plays. What's memorable? Like, Eli sticks out in history. And the more Tom Brady won, the better it looked for Eli. So those two careers, it's Eli running away.
So, that career for Jordan Love, for me as a fan, would surpass Aaron Rodgers' career. There's two conversations here, though, and they're very different, right? CJ Stroud was asked which career he'd rather have, And he should say Aaron Rodgers. I don't even really believe that he thinks Eli Manning. I bet if you were to ask every starting quarterback in the NFL, would you rather have the career of Rodgers or the career of Manning? Most of them, close to all of them, would, I would imagine, say Rodgers. Should say Rodgers.
Let me interject. Let me interject. If I was an I love what you just said, because if I was an NFL general manager, I think I was drafting a quarterback or considering drafting a quarterback, that is absolutely one of the questions I'm asking during the draft interview process. And if the answer is I would rather have Rodgers' career, again, I'm NFL GM, I'm interviewing quarterbacks coming out of college, potentially making them the leader of my franchise for hopefully the next 15 years, and their answer is Aaron Rodgers instead of Eli, off the board. Off the board.
I don't know if they'd be off the board.
You
wanted to kick off CJ Stroud off the board because of a test you don't even know the questions to.
There's nuance there, but I'll keep us on topic. It would be a huge demerit relative to that quarterback standing for me, because I don't think I would be it'd be a character flaw. So I don't know, that'd be how I would view it. So I don't know that CJ, or that, to your point, Grant, that most quarterbacks would answer Rodgers. If they would, I think that's extremely problematic. And I would take it as a major red flag.
The use of that example, like a pre-draft interview, that's interesting to me, because that would imply that it's like a premeditated thing. Like, there are players wired, quarterbacks wired for personal success, less priority on. I don't know. Point. I don't think you can premeditate. I don't think you can premeditate a career.
No, like, I think you can. I think you can determine a mindset.
Sure. But I don't know. There's so many chips that have to fall and so many other moving pieces. It's an interesting question for sure. If you were a GM and you got to interview prospects, yeah, that might totally be worth asking. I think a player should way rather want to have the Aaron Rodgers career. Now, if Rodgers won no rings, if Rodgers won zero rings in four MVPs, okay, well, that's completely and totally different, which is why this comparison is so good, right? One ring, you get the championship.
Also, Eli was ass for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you had was a New York caller on Tuesday night, or was it an email? But you heard, or you were some kind of commentary. It was like, this is the same guy that couldn't beat out Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
The ups and downs, and Stafford was also mentioned in this podcast, which is another interesting one. Like, hey, if you put Stafford in Green Bay for all those years, what kind of difference? I think that there are more ups and downs, which, again, from a fan perspective, and Bart, you've talked about this, I think I've talked about this too, like, maybe that's not a bad thing for the health of a fan base and the health of a franchise to have the ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. As a fan, I mean, two Super Bowls are just better than one. And yeah, it's nice to watch high-level quarterback play, but if you can guarantee me two Super Bowls from a quarterback, I'm taking that. And that's not even a slight to Rodgers. Like, I don't have any angst towards him winning MVPs. It's just, it's another Lombardi in your trophy room. That's massive. There are teams that haven't even won one. You're telling me I can guarantee two in a matter of like a decade, 10 or 12 years? Like, you got to take it. But players, in my opinion, quarterbacks should want it. They should prefer the career of Aaron Rodgers because they have the Super Bowl. I disagree with you on that, Paul, and that's fine. You can have multiple MVPs, you have a Hall of Fame resume, or you can be mid with two Super Bowls. You're getting a ring either way.
You're getting a ring. A lot of people have one ring. A lot of quarterbacks have one ring. A much smaller, much, much smaller group have more than one.
Yeah, and a microscopic group of quarterbacks have three or more MVPs, four or five MVPs.
I think to Bart's point, for Jokic, I'll use like the Jokic example. You can't, unless you are very clearly, like, I actually will excuse. So like the NFC Championship loss against the Falcons, was that 2014? No, that was 2016. Sorry. Like, team was dog shit. Like, shout out to Rodgers. Like, carried that shit, right? That was a bad football. That was a bad Packers team. But with Jokic, the Nuggets are really good. Take Jokic off that team. Are they a championship contender? No. But that's a very good roster built around him. At this point, I'm not fine. Using...
Don't make it sound like a super team, but I think it's a good roster.
In terms of like a second through fourth best player, I think that's as good as it gets. Like, have we talked about this? Was this on the show or did we just text about it? But like, if you were to remove the best player from every NBA team, who has the best two through four? And I think the Nuggets with Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, like that two through four is top three for me of two through fours. Boston would be above them.
I didn't know we were doing this today. I didn't prepare.
No, regardless, I would. But anyway, I guess all I would say
is BLSE clothing.
It's interesting how our opinions on this vary, Paul. Because again, if you're asking four MVPs and no rings, yeah, then I think that's totally up for debate. I think that's a great debate. Rodgers has a ring and was unbelievable. And when it's not a Dilfer or a Flacco ring, he was the driving force on a really good team, but he played unbelievable in that run and in that
Super Bowl. On a really good team that almost didn't make the playoffs at all.
Yeah, but it's sure. Okay. I mean, I don't like relitigating 2010. That team was good. He missed some games with injuries. Really they lost back-to-back over. Do you remember they lost back-to-back overtime games to the Dolphins and the Redskins that year? No one ever brings that up. I don't know.
Yeah, they were 4-4. At the time, though, they set like a record for number of guys on, injured. Like, was it 16?
They didn't make it in at 7-9 like some teams historically have done. They were 10-6 that year, right?
Yeah.
I believe 10-6. They were.
But it wasn't. Was it DeSean Jackson, Bart? Is that who the kick? The punt?
Yeah, but there's the maybe yeah. It doesn't matter. Felt like it did at the time. So
let me just ask you this, and I want to do a quick Brewers one. But my only asterisk on the point about so the caller on Tuesday night, Bart, said you know this is the same Eli that got benched for Daniel Jones. Doesn't it discredit the Rodgers career? Because it's been 14 years since that Super Bowl. Like, if that was maybe like midway through his career, but this is an extent. This is a most players don't have a 14 year career. Are you kidding me? And it's been 14 years since that one. So I'm just wondering if that lessens because that one happened kind of more fluky without expectations of like that. Like the 15-1 year would have been a much different Super Bowl victory, right? Because it was like, oh, this team was amazing.
Also, Eli's Super Bowls both came through Lambeau, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Including that 15-1 year.
Yeah.
All right.
Bruce, just because I know we got to go, I would love to keep talking about this and maybe we can circle back. I also, just to defend Rodgers, like 14 years. Yeah, he's really good. So his career's really... I don't like making Rodgers a victim of his own success. And that seems like kind of
I would say a victim. I mean, you say of his own success, I would say of his own longevity. Which
is
part of it. It's a major.
Look what happened to Russell Wilson.
Sure.
You know, like quarterbacks don't we are warped as Green Bay fans, just assuming, 15-20 years. Yeah, that's normal. But it's not right. For a lot of guys.
For sure.
Anyways, Brewers, we got to get this one in.
From the start of the season until now, your Brewers expectations in 2024 have changed to the point that now anything short of an NLCS appearance would be a letdown. So,
no.
So they have to. So,
didn't you just put parade chairs out for Christ's sake?
No, but I couldn't go through with it. Didn't you see what I put out?
I don't. Unlike Paul, I'm a little behind on every single hour of every show that you've done.
Don't tell him this, Grant. But I'm behind too.
So I thought I had a parade chair. You didn't see it.
I saw the gist of what happened, I think.
Man, I didn't know I was responsible for this material today. Can we have an email chain? I didn't know we were doing this.
No, I'll show it to you. I thought it was a parade chair because there were four legs at the bottom. And it was wrapped up like I call all lawn chairs parade chairs. And it looked exactly like a chair would. And then on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, when I opened it up, it was not a chair at all, but rather some sort of Twizzlers branded cooler.
Okay. This is a plot twist. Okay.
Parade. So I think the fact that I came down to Wisconsin Avenue thinking that I had a parade chair, and then as I unveiled it, it was not a chair.
That hurts. That's karma. That's
I bad. Think that was a sign that it isn't right.
So less of a baseball analysis, more of just like, you know, the way that
the God's telling me.
Yeah.
Because I never opened it. This has been in my garage for 7 months.
I absolutely would have thought this was a chair.
And I left it there. So I don't know who has it, but I left it there.
Mm-hmm. Grant, do you have a non-chair related
take? Twizzlers branded, I think, is...
My expectation has not changed. No. Which my expectation was to compete for the division and chase a playoff spot. And I think even with injuries to their pitchers, we got news that Robert Gasser and DL Hall are both going to get, I don't know if this is the third or fourth opinion, whatever they're getting.
Bad.
Gasser on his elbow, Hall on his knee. So that's not Tommy John adjacent like it is for Robert Gasser. But no, I think the Cubs stink and the Pirates and the Reds are childish organizations that'll never do the things required to sustain a good season for 162 games. The Cardinals actually look okay. They're slugging a little bit today and Lance Lynn or Michaelis looked okay actually today, but no, my expectation hasn't changed. I think this is the year. This is an enjoy the ride year for me. And just to add it, just to tack on a point to your question, this year is an enjoy the ride year to me because this is a proving ground for the Brewers in that their manager left, they lost their aces, and this is a little bit of a showcase to say, no, we have a good operation and we can keep this thing going even when we lose pieces. So this regular season means a little bit more to me than most.
So I know I usually set these questions up and I'll ask them the way that like tells you that I probably would have said mm-hmm to my own topic. I'm totally with you, Grant. I agree that this is an enjoy the ride year. I just wondered on the same week that Bart had the parade chair thing coming off the Cubs and White Sox series, if it became more than like, you know what, I'm just happy regardless.
At this point, I would like for them to beat the Cubs to win the division.
And then anything
I think we need to follow through with that now.
That'll get me 80% of the way there, satisfaction speaking, from this season.
To win,
like, but also, maybe it's the team for the first time in 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's this shit team that sneaks into the playoffs. And I say shit endearingly because, you know, they don't really have many starters. But
I got to go. You guys keep talking. Now we're going to test your theory if you're actually going to keep talking or not. But
we're probably not.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Ouch. Bye, Paul.
It's Paul Emig and Grant Bills. Grant, anything else you want to say lacrosse-wise?
No, I am interested to see the Waupun prison warden. Did you see that story, though? I am following that via Dan Schaefer's reporting. Nothing with lacrosse, but I am in on the Waupun news today. I am fascinated by that.
I don't know. There's something going on with Milwaukee schools that I'm not really following either.
I met my neighbor in my new apartment building, and he has to be 80s. Old. First question he asked, I'm carrying boxes. Like, you guys got kids? I'm like, no. He's like, I could. He thought, thank God. He didn't say it. And then he told me that the Waukesha Freeman can be delivered to the building for only $24.99 a month. And I said, that's good to know. I appreciate the information. That seems like a lot. So I don't get Milwaukee news, but maybe I'll subscribe. It's just $25 a month.
Just a low cost of $25 a month. It's
a lot.
All right. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. This has been mm-hmm.